If Facebook is all about enhancing our online relationships, why are so many falling apart? It is a question a lot of people are pondering after being stung, insulted, or even disgusted by posts and messages from friends.
But there's a greater question here. Why are we so rude online? Here to plumb that one, the Wall Street Journal's bonds columnist, Elizabeth Bernstein. Thanks for being here, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, being rude to people used to be so much more personal. You'd have to mail a letter, tell them to their face, but you don't have to do that anymore.
Exactly. And what's happening here is when you do it online, you don't have to see the consequences. So it makes it so much easier to be rude if you don't have to see what you did.
Now, in your Wall Street Journal column, you highlight the story of a long friendship in tatters. Tell us what happened here in a nutshell.
So it's interesting. This was a friendship. They were childhood friends. Now, 20-plus years later, they're online. A woman posts, she's an animal advocate. She posts something, newspaper article about pit bulls, saying pit bulls bit a lot of people in New York City last year. And then her animal advocacy friends piped in and said pit bulls are maligned. They're not so bad. And then an old childhood friend said, hey, I'm an ER doctor, and pit bulls are horrible. And that was the end of that. They just tore him apart online. And then he unfriended this woman the next morning. So this 20-plus year friendship, over.
You know, it's so interesting. There's that story. And then the fact that people tend to use Facebook to spew all sorts of stuff, right? From the mundane to the profane, the political. And it doesn't work so well for them, does it?
No, I mean, it's everything. What we had for lunch, you know, how I'm feeling if I have a headache. But then it's right now, this season, certainly there's tons of political things on Facebook. And, of course, that is just a landmine. You are just looking for, you know, that's so easy to fend there. So, yeah, it's not working so well right now.
So bottom line, what's your most interesting takeaway from exploring this subject?
As I looked at research from Columbia University, and they said, hey, there's a reason we do this. We are we're happier online. We put up this glossy image up. It makes us feel a little entitled. So now we feel we can be rude. I thought it was fascinating.
What advice do you have for the people who are so willing to be rude?
Take a deep breath. Back to this research, they said, you know, people who spend a lot of time on Facebook, they weigh more, they have more credit card debt. It's because they sort of allow themselves, hey, that extra Cheeto, that extra iPhone I want to buy. But my advice is to take a breath. Before you post, stop and think, would I say this in person? Maybe I shouldn't post it then.
All right, Elizabeth, interesting stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Bernstein is the bonds columnist for the Wall Street Journal.